We have an update. We have a lot going on with the Browns and Mary Kay, but the Browns ain't going anywhere. So I want an update on this Eagles fan. This guy has gone famous. We talked about him a couple of days ago. He was calling a woman a very strong word that I'm not going to repeat. Over and over and over again, the internet found out who he was, found out who he worked for. They found his address, and they found the name of his kids and his wife, which I do not condone. And the company he works for had to release a statement. He's been let go from his job. He has now since made a statement. Is this to the New York Post?
I'm seeing the New York Post right now.
This man's name is Ryan Caldwell. All right. Public figure now. So go ahead. What's his statement here?
He said, and not only that, by the way, he lost his job. He also
during the Eagles-Packers playoff
banned.
Game.
Yeah, he's been banned from their stadium. So he said, quote, while attending an NFL game last Sunday to support my beloved Philadelphia Eagles, an incident occurred that I deeply regret. Caldwell said, what began as banter with two Packers fans sitting near me escalated to something more serious. And I said things that were unacceptable. In the heat of the moment, I chose unforgiving words to address one of the fans. We'll leave her name out of it for now. I want to sincerely apologize to her for those words and to my wife, family, friends, my former employer, and colleagues. Packer fans, Eagle fans, the Eagles, City of Philadelphia, and all who were offended. That said, you knew it was coming.
That said, here we go.
That said, there are two sides to every story. The video clip circulating online does not reflect the full context of what transpired, and my actions were not without provocation. I will live with this experience, and I'm certainly paying a personal price. For those who don't know me, the incident does not reflect my values or the respect I have for others. It is not indicative of the person that I am.
All right. So I've got several tweets about, you know, the guy, and I heard that the guy that was the Packer fan is a content creator and had the camera and was going to post a video of them having fun or whatever. And this man says it was not without provocation. Now, two wrongs don't make a right. I just have to use him as a cautionary tale for everybody else. Like, I do have a certain level of empathy. Like, you shouldn't ever say that to a woman, and you shouldn't ever say that publicly to a woman, and you shouldn't make a drunken ass of yourself in public either.
We don't know if alcohol contributed, by the way. Just
seemed like you'd have, okay, you shouldn't make a sober or drunken ass of yourself in public either, at a football game or wherever.
Seems like he would have been better off being drunk, though, like falling down drunk, because then people would have said, well, he was drunk.
Hopefully he would have just fallen over and wouldn't have said anything of what he said. But now I'm like, man, if you try to go for another job, like, they're gonna know who you are. They're going to do a background check, and this is all going to come out. So it's like, you better get a lawyer and get the rest of this video. You got to defend yourself as best you can. If this is true, what he's saying, and he was provoked, that two wrongs are not going to make a right in this case.
That's so much like...
But if you're going to drag my name through the mud, you better find a way to drag his name through the mud, too, if this is with provocation.
I've seen the internet is having a huge debate on what is too far for punishment. Like, everybody agreed, all right, this guy was a scumbag in that moment. Whether he's a scumbag all the time, we don't know. I'm sure to his family, maybe he's a good guy. I don't know. Maybe to his neighbors, he's a great guy. Maybe to his colleagues, he's a great guy. In that moment, he was captured at probably his lowest. And when that happens, what price should you pay for that? Should it mean that you're never allowed to go to a sporting event again? Okay, well, it looks like Philadelphia has determined, you're not coming into our stadium ever again. Okay, what's the next part of this? Should you be fined? Should you serve jail time? You know, we've seen fistfights break out and guys haven't gone viral like this. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like he'd have been better off getting in a fistfight. And then everybody walking away.
It's weird right now because there are people sitting around this guy. I mean, I've been getting texts this morning from people in Philadelphia. And there's fans like, hey, they're witnesses. This guy, like, he was goaded into this.
And of course, just like an NBA game or an NFL game, who do they get? They get not the person who provoked.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They get the second person. They get the reactor. In these cases. And he's a grown man.
That's exactly the point.
He should absolutely know how to react.
Exactly the point.
But we've all been in football games. We've all been around other people, sometimes wearing the same jerseys, but we've all been around people that tensions can flare up, especially during a football game. We see videos every week of this. So moral of the story is, obviously, just watch the game. Banter between rivals, okay, that's fine. It happens. You expect it, especially if you're a Packers fan and you're going into enemy territory. I'm sure you expect it. Mm-hmm. It's why a lot of people I know will not go to Pittsburgh Steelers games because they know that their mouth will get them in trouble or their reactions
game,
will get them in
the Steelers
trouble.
Steelers game I went to at the former Heinz Field, I wore nothing. I knew there was no point. They weren't even playing the Browns.
Yeah.
They're playing Tampa Bay. And they lost. I wasn't even, no.
And all I could think about...
Didn't wear any Steelers stuff, that's for damn sure.
All I could think about was this guy that night when he went home going, fly, Eagles, fly. We got another one. He comes home to the family.
Oh, my God.
Sunday dinner. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get it going. And you know he was having a blast. And then somebody texted him and said, dude, look at this. Don't worry. You're going to be okay. They don't know who you are. But look at this. They got you on video. And he's like... Oh, boy. Well, I'm not going to tell my wife about that one. And then an hour later, up, they have your name. Up, they have your address. Up, there's a statement from your employer. You know, his wife's going, well, you're too valuable to them. They're not going to let you go. You've put in too much work. Todd's not going to get rid of you over this.
I'm sorry,
man. Become a national story.
Because,
oh, my God.
If you want to stop this type of stuff, someone's going to have to be made an example of. You got people fighting in parking lots, and I never see any of this stuff. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this where they just out people's names and everything. Like, you can't.
But now that's the world we're living in now. Everything's on camera. Everybody's going to be able to find you exactly who you are. It's going to be posted. You're not getting away with anything. You might think you've won this war of words or you've had fun at somebody's expense. You're not getting away with it.
Because if you were considering him for another job, you'd have to, well, is he qualified? Yeah, he's qualified. Well, he's not allowed to go to a Philly game again, so we don't got to worry about that. So, but to some level, it's like, I want to see the rest of the tape. I want to see the rest of the tape. I think that people, I can't call him a good person. I have no idea if he was a good person before this. For all I know, he's total scum before this, for all I know. But there's a lot of cases where, yeah, people who are regular, everyday people, even good people, they have an ugly day, they have an ugly moment, and then it defines them for the rest of their life. If there's a rest of this video, I want to see the rest of this video because it could be seen as predatory.
Okay.
I mean, you're ruining a person. You could sue that person.
What do we do?
If you were provoked.
Let me ask you, what do we do with information if we did see the video, and let's say this guy was 100% telling the truth, and it turns out down the road that we find out that really horrific things were said the other way around.
You still shouldn't say that to a woman.
Does he get his job back? No, that's not happening, right?
Well, would you want your job back? You would probably just file suit for wrongful termination, would you not?
That they jumped the gun?
Yeah.
He still did use those words, though.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking in his case, like, well, are you going to get anything back out of this, or can you recover something?
Is there a settlement
that could be involved here?
Kenny, I remember. I think we all have said, whether it's in a relationship with our partners, whether it is like on the football field with Myles Garrett, there are words that can trigger you and set you off to where people will say, well, this is what was said. Now, we have no idea in this case. He's just saying there are two sides of the story. We did not wait for the second side. I mean, national media did not wait, and certainly his employer did not wait for the second side.
The closest who I ever came to a fist fight with Anthony years ago, he said something I did was hack, and I almost fought him out in the hallway. Actually, out in the stairwell. I wanted to fight you.
You wanted the high ground.
Yeah. That would have been an ugly day if that was caught on tape. That would have been a very ugly day for me.
A story and a half fall.
That was a long time ago. Very long time ago. George
it's
Yang.
It's a mezzanine. It's only half.
Yeah, zigzag down the steps.